The Bible, God's Inspired Word. Ellen G. White, The Word of God Above Human Criticism. In giving the word, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The word was not given at the option of men, and the use to be made of it is not left to their option. Men may not dissect or pronounce upon, wrest or misinterpret, take from or cast aside any portion of that word according to their own judgment. Although its compilation, preservation, and transmission have been committed to men, it is wholly divine in its origin and in the thoughts expressed. It may not be demerited and pronounced upon by finite minds because of its transmission through human agents. It is wonderful what an amount of evidence is required on the side of truth by the mind trained to doubt, and what weak, thread-like suppositions will be readily fastened upon to support skepticism. In the language of the Apostle Paul, it might be asked, O skeptic, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? The interpretation often heard that all scripture given by inspiration of God means that some scripture is not inspired is a very slender peg to hang a doubt upon. The apostle means simply, I present to you the living oracles, the scriptures, all given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. Then comes the charge to Timothy, Preach the word, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Human wisdom insufficient. But let no man think himself sufficient for this work in his own wisdom. Men, whatever their position or calling, when they trust in their own wisdom alone, make very uncertain paths, they stumble and fall. But the Holy Spirit will guide the sincere seeker after truth, and divine wisdom combined with human capability will enable the mind to grasp its eternal principles. Christ has said, Without me ye can do nothing. But united to him, we behold the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We are made perfect in Christ Jesus, and the wants and longings of the soul are fully met. A book to be studied. The Word of God is rich in precious gems of truth. It contains everything to make a man perfect, and those who do the will of God shall know of the doctrine. The Bible will not be understood in all its bearings by any single mind. It is a mine of truth that can never be exhausted. One man, guided by the Spirit that indited the Word, will discern mysteries that baffle another, and the latter will be led to see beauty and harmony where before there had been perplexity and perhaps doubt. There are many who walk in darkness, with the Word, the light, the truth in their hands. They have false ideas of God, therefore they do not seek Him in the right way. They are not in a position to discern spiritual things. They cannot, without a conversion, appreciate the difference between the human and the divine, and they place a larger estimate upon the human because it accords with their own natural hearts. Unbelief in the Christian world. Many who enter the work of the ministry as teachers of the Word of God are naturally skeptics. The very truth they preach is not free from uncertainties. They will never be rooted and grounded in the truth. They will never have any but a wavering and imperfect faith until they throw away their unbelief and accept the Bible as God's inspired word. There are professed Christians who read the Bible without a fine perception of the gems they are handling. There are portions of Scripture that they are not sure are inspired, and they think that in God's word there are errors and human reasoning. With the lamp of life in their very hands, they stumble. They interpret the scriptures to suit themselves. They cannot appreciate the wisdom of God, and their own human wisdom is the light that guides them. Justification by works. Practical unbelief. Some seek earnestly to find something to sustain the doctrine of justification through the works of the law, and wander in a tangle of condemnation, bitterness, and constant uncertainty. They fail to receive the light which God has given them, and their recompense is darkness. The search which they commenced in unbelief, they finish with a deeper and more settled unbelief. Is there any light and peace and faith and assurance and victory for them while taking this course?
Reader, if you palsy the force of God's appeals to you by your stubbornness and resistance, the truth is no truth to you. It has lost its power to do for you the work that the Lord designed it should do. And your own will, your own lusts, the world, the flesh, and the devil will overpower you. At times you may walk in the sparks of your own kindling and flatter yourself that you are all light in the Lord. But the word of the Lord is, "Ye shall lie down in sorrow," and it is sure to be fulfilled.
Lessons from History.
Science and history cannot of themselves make men wise unto salvation, but through the aid of the Holy Spirit, which, in answer to prayer, will be given to guide into all truth, science and history may be made use of as a clear, definite light, blending with that of the written, inspired word. There are lessons to be learned from the history of the past, and attention is called to these, that all may understand that God works on the same lines now that He ever has done. His hand is seen in His work and among the nations now, just the same as it has been ever since the gospel was first proclaimed to Adam in Eden. There are periods which are turning points in the history of nations and of the church. In the providence of God, when these different crises arrive, the light for that time is given. If it is received, there is spiritual progress. If it is rejected, spiritual declension and shipwreck follow. The Lord in His Word has opened up the aggressive work of the gospel as it has been carried on in the past, and will be in the future, even to the closing conflict when satanic agencies will make their last wonderful movement. From that word we understand that the forces are now at work that will usher in the last great conflict between good and evil, between Satan, the prince of darkness, and Christ, the prince of life. But the coming triumph for the men who love and fear God is as sure as that His throne is established in the heavens.